it in.
Yeah.
There it is.
Okay, and I sent Shahid and Jeremy an email. I don't know. Shahid usually works from home today, but
okay,
just in case.
I thought about it. A lot of people would bother me, but him, I'm like.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. All I need—I sent you an email yesterday. I put one comment on there. I just need you to respond to that, and then I'm ready to send it out to
the
group.
In the actual Google Doc.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Hi, Larry. How are you? Good. We're going to join by phone first, and then we're going to Skype one. I guess this is ready. Now, did you go to, they did an internal demo yesterday. Did you go to that too? Okay.
I think that was more technical than hopefully this one. Well, I mean, we got into a lot of the details.
Yeah, and Jeremy, that's why he wanted to have a separate one so you guys could ask detailed and technical questions that the whole group might not care to know about. You never know what any room's going to be.
And it can be scheduled by Sylvia? So
yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. And not a lot of people know about it, so it's MTLL.
Okay.
I know.
Thanks for the tip.
Yep.
No, I used to do 2010 order and Titus.
I know.
I mean, I hated this.
Yeah, so now this is another one that not a lot of people know about it. So I'm always like, is 2019 open? There are actually a few people on the schedule today, though, so I think they're starting to learn.
Oh.
I know.
You know, I have to do it under a different name because they don't know that I'm. You
know, don't tell anybody else. Joined.
Good morning, this should be.
Hello, Odysseus. This is Jennifer and Larry Lemon. How are you today?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well. I am doing well. So where are you going on your vacation, if I can ask?
I'm actually going to Greece.
Oh, are you going to see family?
Yes, I'm going to go visit my mom.
Oh, that's wonderful. So Sean is in Greece now, and then you're going to go.
That's right. Unfortunately, we'll miss each other there.
Mm-hmm.
But from what I remember, he's going to Turkey and a couple of other places as well, right?
He was going to a couple locations in Italy, a couple locations in Greece, and I think he was going to Turkey as well.
Okay. Hopefully he missed the protest.
Yeah, let's hope. And he's actually with his parents and his in-laws. So.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yes. Hello, who just joined?
This is Jeremy.
Jeremy?
Yep, hello.
Is it Jeremy Typer?
Yes, that one.
Oh, okay. Well, you sound funny. Larry and I couldn't tell it was you.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Odysseus is on, and Larry and I are in 2019.
Oh, okay.
So, And we'll give just a few more minutes for others to join. Odysseus, did you get, I sent you an email this morning with Wayne's Skype name.
Yes, I got it. Thank you. I added him to the list.
Great. Thank you so much. Who just joined?
Hi, everybody. This is Wayne.
Pardon me?
Hi, this is Wayne.
Jennifer, this is Wayne.
Oh, hi, Wayne. The line is very...
Yes.
It sounds very distant with everyone, not just you, so I'm sorry if I ask anybody to repeat. I know that Joe Gibson is going to be joining us, so we'll give him just a bit.
Okay. And I think Alvin Marcello mentioned that he's going to be joining.
Yes. Hello, who just joined?
This is Tomas from Kentucky.
Hi, Tomas.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good. We have myself, Larry Lemon, Jeremy Kuiper, Odysseus, and Wayne Shalila. And I might butcher your last name, Wayne. I apologize.
Yeah, G-A-L.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Tomas, I also need your Skype name because we're going to be doing a demo, and I need to give that to Odysseus if you don't mind to share it. Do you have a
I'm not a computer, so but that's fine. I just listen. So.
Okay.
Thank you.
We'll give everybody one more minute. It's 4 after, so we'll wait till 5 after, and then we'll get started.
Jennifer, do you know if Lorraine's going to be joining?
I don't think she is. Would you like me to see if she is here and able to join?
No, that's fine. I had added it to the Skype group I was going to use. I'm just going to remove her name from the list.
Okay. Who just joined?
This is Joe Gibson.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, sorry I'm late.
That's okay. We have myself, Odysseus, Larry Lemon, Jeremy Kuiper, Wayne, Shalila, Tomas Gall, and now you all on.
Good.
Okay, and we already have your Skype name, so when it's time to do the demo, we will switch from conference to Skype. I will ask everyone just to mute your conference line, so we don't get feedback, and then Odysseus will send out a Skype request that you can then join.
Joe, are you online on Skype today?
Joe just got online on Skype just now.
Okay.
Odysseus, if you want to go ahead and get started, I think it's okay that we move forward.
Sounds great. Welcome, everyone, and thanks for calling in this morning. Does everybody have access to the agenda? Can you see the agenda online? The agenda is actually also a live document, so you're welcome to add comments as we go through the meeting. And we're going to follow the usual convention of having a round of introductions at the beginning, a welcome for everyone. And then after that, Jennifer will go over the one text process. I will give a demo that will run about 30 minutes, depending on how many questions come up. Then we're going to talk about community interests for future calls. After that, Jeremy will go over the algorithm enhancements he's working on. And then we'll talk about next steps after that. Are there any other items you would like to add to the agenda? Okay, I assume that quiet means there are no more items, so I'll proceed. Let's start with introductions. My name is Odysseus Pentakulos. I work for a company called Sysmith International, and we've been working on the design and implementation of OpenEMPI for the past 6 years.
Okay, great. This is... Go ahead. Okay. This is Jennifer Williams. I am the project manager for this project at Regan Street Institute.
And this is Larry Lemon. I'm with Regan also, and I work on the IMPC project here in Indianapolis.
I'm Jeremy Kuiper. I also work with Regan Streif, primarily with OpenMRS, and working now with Odysseus and Sean on OpenEMPI.
Hi, this is Wayne Chenier. I work for Jambi Health System, primarily on the Rwandan Health and Science Architecture Project and on the OpenHIE digital level.
This is Tamaj Gha from the University of Kentucky MRT Cancer Center, and we are interested in implementing OpenEMPI for data warehouse.
Joe, would you like to introduce yourself? I'm not sure if Joe is still there. Maybe he's having some activity issues. Mark, would you like to go next?
Joe, are you on mute? Okay. We actually had someone just join us at Regan Street in our room with us, so I'll go ahead and let Mark introduce himself.
Hi, I'm Mark Tucker. I'm an engineer here. I've been doing this for 15 years at Regan Street, working on the Indiana information exchange.
Okay, great. Joe, if you're there, you can introduce yourself.
I was having trouble with my mute.
Okay.
This is Joe Gibson. I'm the Director of Epidemiology at the Marin County Public Health Department serving Indianapolis, Indiana, and we're trying to get a MPI set up here for various reasons.
Great. Thank you, everybody. Okay. The next agenda item is an update on the One Text process. You should have all been receiving emails if you were on the mailing list for the client registry regarding the mission, vision, and value statements. These statements have gone through 4 iterations, and we are now at the final stages of just changing a couple words and then sending out the final version, so you guys will all receive the final version later today. I wanted to have that for you before this meeting, but it just wasn't possible with some people out and vacation schedules, so I will have that out by this afternoon for everybody. Those items will be on the agenda for the next call as well, and I want to thank everybody for their input and their quick responses. We had very good input. Responses were very quick, and I think that led to very good output for the mission, vision, and value statements for this group. Does anybody have questions on that process or any of that information?
Janice, it's Tomash. I don't think that I've seen any emails about this. I'll look. I probably just didn't check the mailing list, but looking, if you don't mind, I'll look at the document today.
Okay. Tomas, I'll actually check the client registry mailing list as well to see if you're on there. If not, we have time. Jamie Thomas is the one who sends it out so that I'm actually outside of the process. So I don't see who makes responses and everything. So I will make sure that you are on the client registry mailing list, and we'll actually get that information out to you and allow you to provide feedback as well.
Okay, thank you. But I know that I'm on the Gmail list. I don't know why. I check, but I know how to get to the Gmail itself, and I can.
Okay, the email should come from Jamie Thomas if you look through your email.
Okay. Okay, okay, thank you, sorry.
Oh, no problem, thank you so much. Odysseus, you want to take the next item and preface your demo before we get started?
Sure. Before I jump into the demo, we're going to use Skype for the demo portion. Part of it, it will give you an overview of the work we've been doing on the entity model and specifically the user interface. So we're going to use Skype, and I'm going to share my screen with everyone. So I'm giving this brief introduction because there might be some technical issues. I'm going to make a group call out to everybody on the list that has given me their Skype ID, and it appears to be online. I know that a few of you are together with Jennifer, so I only have one person on that for that group. Now, don't disconnect your current connection into the conference line until we're connected. And if that also fails, we also have the live agenda to communicate and get back everybody just in case we drop somebody during the process. So bear with me just 1 second. I'm going to make out the group call to try to get everybody on the conference. Joe, are you on Skype? Did you join?
I am on Skype, but I'm not seeing anything here.
Okay.
Gibson underscore Epi is the logon.
That's what I did give him, but let me get on. Let me use my mic on my computer and tell him real quick. Joe, he's using Gibson underscore Epi. Are you not seeing anything still?
No, I'm not. Am I supposed to be doing something here?
Well, you should be receiving a call from him, and then it should say accept a video call.
Yeah, I'm not seeing anything. Yeah, nothing's showing up here.
Okay. Oh, Jesse, is there any way you can resend the call to Joe again? Okay. Joe, he's resending a request.
Okay.
He's going to add you to the group again to see if that works.
Okay.
Joe, can you try to call Odysseus with your Skype account?
Yeah. How do I? I'm trying to figure out how to call people here.
You have to add him to your contact list. His username is on the notes on the agenda.
Okay.
And then if you add him to your contacts, you can just click on make a video call.
I'm on the agenda. I'm not seeing his name on his blog on the note there.
His.
Can you just read his log on to me?
I sure can. It's Odysseus, O-D-Y-S-S-E-A-S, Penta, P-E-N-T-A.
Okay, got it. I'm on, I think.
Okay, I hear you on both, so mute your conference line, please. Thank you. Okay, is everyone back on the conference line? If everyone wants to turn mute
yeah.
off.
This we is have Joe, I'm back on.
Jeremy, Joe, I heard you, Wayne. Wayne and Odysseus, have you joined? Hello, who just joined? If you're on, can you just say your name, please?
Hi, this is Odysseus. I just joined again.
Okay, great. Joe, I know you're on. Is Wayne on?
Hi, this is Wayne. I joined again.
Okay. Is Jeremy on?
Yes, I'm here.
Great. And is Tomas on? I think Tomas stepped off. I'll make sure he gets notes. Okay, so the next item is community interest and needs. This is just basically a request to go out to the last community client registry community meeting. Tomas did a presentation on how the University of Kentucky was going to use OpenEMPI. We want to be able to allow other community members to do presentations such as this, or to have time during these community calls to just ask questions, provide input that are not on the agenda. So if anybody has items they would like to address now regarding the community, that's fine. And also if anybody would like to get on an agenda for future meetings regarding how your organization is going to use OpenEMPI or does, we are happy to have you do that at future meetings, and I can help schedule that.
Well, I was at a Codathon earlier this week, and it was in D.C. It was at something called Health Data Palooza. There's a bunch of health data geeks walking around, and it was fun. It was challenging, but one of the things that I heard right off the bat was MPI and talking about this challenge that we had. Essentially, we had a whole bunch of Medicare claims data, and they wanted to give us this data and see if we could take that and integrate it with the system or give doctors feedback based on that. So it did sound like a very good use case for OpenEMPI to take a look at data that's not just a patient, but perhaps Medicare claims and do some matching on that and do some really interesting stuff there. Unfortunately, I didn't go that route. I ended up going with an OpenMRS integration, and we didn't win either. So maybe I should have. But it just sounded like a really neat opportunity, and it's the kind of information that people in the U.S. I think are really getting into is sharing their claims information or having a company on their own provide their own claims information and use that to help the doctors do their work. And an MPI seems like a good place for that to have an impact.
Jeremy, this is, I have a question about that. Do you know if that claims data set is publicly available, or was it just made available to the people who participated in the contest?
I think the idea is that it is going to be made available. I don't know if it is going to be public or a subscription of some kind or if it's being made available for just research. I'm not really sure exactly how that's going to end up being made available, but it did just get released from the government. So I don't know what normally happens with that data, but I know that this was a stage that they had been waiting for, and then they wanted to kind of see what we could do with it. It was just parts A and B, but it had quite a lot of information, gigs and gigs of data. So it's a great playground for this kind of a thing.
Thank you.
And yes, and so you get demographic information, but I don't think there were any identifiers. So that's a very unique case where you don't have necessarily patient identifiers, or maybe you do. I didn't get to look at the demographics. I really only got to look at the actual data, and then we had numbers. That were just like a raw number that was identifying a certain patient. So finding somebody in your place within that Medicare data could be really a unique thing to do with us, with this platform.
Okay. Does anybody else have anything to add to this time? Anybody who wants to do a presentation in the upcoming months on how they would like to use OpenEMPI or how they do? Okay. If anybody does feel as though they want to make a presentation during one of these calls, please just send me an email and I'll get you on an upcoming agenda. Okay. The next agenda item is the algorithm enhancements. Jeremy, do you have?
I won't take very long. I just wanted to say that there's a link on the agenda that I threw in there that is a link to a design page on the OpenEMPI wiki, and it essentially explains in better detail what I am working on. In fact, I think Odysseus knows more about what I'm doing than I do. But that's not surprising. The work itself is nearly done. I kind of needed to get data in place before I could test it. So that was part of the sandbox setup and understanding how that all works so I could get some data to test against. In the meantime, if you look at two other pages off of that page, you can scroll down all the way, you'll see two links. Those are UI related. Those are UI changes that will come along with this fix. They've gone through a couple iterations already, and it would be great to see from users on this call what they think it would be useful for, or not what it's useful for, but whether they feel that interface is useful, if they thought perhaps there'd be some other enhancements to those UI interfaces. But it'll be easier to demonstrate and get feedback from once the system is actually put together and has the full gambit installed. So don't worry too much about getting into that and providing feedback right now. I just wanted you to have that as an information source in case you're wondering what's going on.
Great. Thank you, Jeremy. Are there any questions for Jeremy? Okay. The next item is basically just information, so communication strategy and documentation strategy. Everyone should have received the link to the agenda for today. If you are on the wiki for the client registry, you can actually see meeting minutes from all previous meetings, phone numbers to dial in, recordings. So there are links for information on previous meetings and upcoming meetings. Also, the Google group. If you are not a member of the Google group, you can speak up now or you can shoot me an email. If you know someone who would like to be added to the Google group, you can share their information with me, send them to me, or you can send them directly to the Google group if you are in the Google group. That's how all emails go out. And it's also just kind of a sounding board if you want to share ideas, share questions with everyone in the client registry group as well. Any questions on that? Anybody not on the client registry Google group that would like to be? Okay. Great. So, Odysseus, do you want to do next steps?
I was going to thank everybody for joining tonight. Today, I know we took up a little bit more time than usual, but I hope this was beneficial to everyone. We do have the Google page out there, and also we can, in between meetings, we can use that to communicate. So if you have any questions or if you think about any ideas of what you would like to talk about at the next client registry meeting, feel free to post that on the Google group. The next meeting is going to be, again, the first Friday of July. I'm not sure exactly what date that is, but you should get an invitation before that happens. So thanks, everybody, for joining today, and I'll see you next month.
Thank you, everyone.
Yeah.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.